This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, in RE, Paul Eric Petruska, respondent. Decided March 4th, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Opinion issued March 4th, 2025 in RE, Paul Eric Petruska. No, SC-10727, respondent. Original disciplinary proceeding. The Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel, OCDC, alleged Paul Eric Petruska violated the rules of professional conduct. After an evidentiary hearing, the disciplinary hearing panel recommended Petruska be suspended indefinitely with no leave to apply for reinstatement for 3 years. The panel further recommended the court stay the suspension and place Petruska on probation for 3 years. Petruska accepted the panel's recommendation, but OCDC rejected it. OCDC contends Petruska is ineligible for probation under Rule 5.175A, 3, because he has committed acts that, absent mitigating factors, would warrant disbarment. This court agrees. Following a de novo review of the record, this court finds Petruska violated Rules 4.1.2A, 4.1.3, 4.1.4, 4.3.3, and 4.8.4C. After considering mitigating and aggravating factors, this court finds suspension with no leave to apply for reinstatement for 3 years is the appropriate discipline. Procedural history. In June 2023, OCDC determined probable cause existed that Petruska was guilty of professional misconduct. OCDC prepared an information alleging Petruska violated 5-2 separate rules of professional conduct in his handling of a single case. Petruska filed an answer to the information. A hearing occurred in March 2024 before the panel. The panel issued its decision in June 2024. It unanimously recommended Petruska be suspended indefinitely with no leave to apply for reinstatement for 3 years, but it found the suspension should be stayed with Petruska, placed on probation, for the same term. The panel set forth probationary terms and conditions. Petruska accepted the panel's decision. OCDC rejected the decision, and, as a consequence, the matter was set for briefing and argument before this court. See Rule 5-16N, Rule 5-119B, Standard of Review. This court has inherent authority to regulate the practice of law and administer attorney discipline. In Re Prewitt 660 SW 3D 1, 3, Mobank 2023, internal quotation omitted. The findings and the recommendation of the panel are not binding on this court, and this court conducts de novo review of all evidence. Id, in this review, violations of the rules of professional conduct must be established by a preponderance of the evidence to permit discipline. Id, findings of fact and conclusions of law. Petruska was admitted to practice law in Missouri in September 1995. His license is currently in good standing, and he has no previous disciplinary history. In December 2013, Petruska was hired as a chief trial attorney for Zurich Insurance Company, doing business as the law office of Craig A. Hansen. The law office would defend Zurich's insureds who were sued for claims covered by their insurance policies. As a chief trial attorney, Petruska mostly handled large catastrophic injury claims. Petruska worked with three litigation specialists or adjusters in the Zurich Claims Department. Those claim professionals would normally control the final decision for settling a case. In July 2018, Petruska was assigned a case to represent Zurich and its insured, an automobile dealership. An automobile dealership employee was involved in a serious automobile accident with a mother and her daughter. The injured parties, plaintiffs, sued the automobile dealership and the employee, defendants. The Zurich adjuster supervising the case was an individual with whom Petruska had previously worked, and Petruska found it difficult to work with this particular adjuster. Petruska and the adjuster would clash over the settlement value of cases. As the parties proceeded with depositions in the automobile accident case, Petruska had difficulty locating the dealership's now former employee. Petruska hired a private investigator to locate the former employee. Although the former employee initially appeared cooperative, he repeatedly failed to appear for scheduled depositions. The plaintiffs sought sanctions, and in early October 2019, the circuit court entered an order awarding attorney fees for the time spent filing the motion for sanctions, costs associated with all prior depositions, and the cost of the deposition of the former employee, which was to occur within 1 week. If the former employee failed to appear again, the court ordered the former employee's affirmative defenses would be struck, and he would be barred from testifying in the case. Petruska did not inform Zurich's claims department or the defendants that the plaintiffs had filed a motion for sanctions or that the circuit court had entered an order for sanctions. 4. During discovery, plaintiffs produced a medical report that recommended surgery for